very glad that you're here this morning and on this snowy, blizzardy type of morning. So you're courageous. We thank you for coming. It's going to be a great couple of days, and we look forward to tremendous talks and informational opportunities to learn. My name is Barry Dunn. I'm the Dean of the College of Agriculture and Biological Sciences at South Dakota State University, which is one of the four universities that put this tremendous event on every other year, along with our partners, University of Nebraska, Colorado State, and University of Wyoming. It's, this is the 23rd Range Beef Cow Symposium, which would span almost 50 years. And it's a tremendous testament to the leadership that and many of them are sitting in this room, Doug and Jack and Ivan, and that have put this on over that really half a decade. First, I'd like to start out by expressing on behalf of everyone at South Dakota State, I can tell you just about everyone in South Dakota, and me personally, our tremendous compassion and sympathy for those of our brothers and sisters in ranching that went through the Atlas Blizzard. It was a horrendous event. It will have changed South Dakota forever. And if the other thing that I'd like to do is that if you have donated to the Ranchers Relief Fund, like many of us have, thank you very much. The last count I'd heard was $2 million, and its applications are being received. It's going to help hundreds and hundreds of families literally pay their propane bill and buy some Christmas presents. Probably, depends on the math, but close to $500 million worth of livestock was lost. And so there's a really, heavy heart over Western South Dakota. And so if you can give, if you haven't given and can give, there's lots of opportunities on the web and perhaps here. I know I was in the grocery store last night picking up some things, and there was an opportunity to give there. So certainly our thoughts and prayers are with our fellow ranchers in Western South Dakota. Secondly, I'd like to congratulate you for making the decision to be here. This is a knowledge-based economy. It's moving very, very fast, as you well know. And so opportunities to participate in events like this will be your advantage in a very, very competitive, exciting business. So especially like to see personally all the young people and all the young women here. It's a very different audience than it was when I first started coming to these in the 1980s. The organizers of this event over these last 50 years, if you have a chance to thank them, if you have a chance to reach out to them, please do so. This is the probably the most successful, in my opinion, the most successful extension outreach program to the beef cattle industry in the United States, and it's certainly the longest running. The papers and the proceedings are quoted in articles and for many, many years. And the impact is really immeasurable. So if you have a chance to see one of the organizers, please thank them. I'll switch to a personal note. I've had the opportunity to be in the audience at many of these when I was ranching. In fact, the first chance I got to come to one of these, I was ranching down in Mission north of Allentine, and my younger brother graduated from Montana State and came back to ranch, and Range Beef Cow was coming up, and I thought, finally, I got a chance. Well, Roger wanted to come, too, so we flipped for it. I lost, and he got to come, and I still didn't get to come, but the next time I did, and I'll never forget it. It's been a great event. I've had the privilege of being in the audience. I've had the privilege of being a presenter, I've been now I'm introducing everybody, so that's really something. But I'll tell you one true story. It was in the late 90s here in Rapid City. I was moderating one of the bullpen sessions, and so I tell you this as an encouragement that you attend tonight. So Dr. Don Boggs, who was extension specialist, Jack, at SDSU at the time, asked me to be a moderator, and I was still ranching, so I was moderating this session, and it was on NAFTA. And if you remember back to the 1990s, how contentious that was in western South Dakota about North American Free Trade Act, it was a really hot issue and a very very exciting and very energetic session. It got so loud and so rambunctious, I finally took the mic and I said, "You two, take it outside." And so they did, thank God, because I don't know what happened outside, but it was so Don Boggs came up to me afterwards, Jack, and he said, "Barry, really? Really take it outside? This is not a bar in Valentine." So you've got to learn how to handle a crowd. So take it outside. I'll never forget it. Lots of exciting things going on in our college that I'd like to share just a little bit with you. Certainly glad to have welcome Dr. Joe Cassidy. Joe is our new department head, and he's here, and I've lost him, but right in front of me. Joe came to us from last summer from North Carolina State, where he had an outstanding career in beef and swine genetics, and it's a real treat to work with Joe, and he's brought a tremendous amount of energy and passion to the job, and we're really excited that he's chose to join us. I really think it was his wife who went to high school in Winter who actually brought him back. But we're glad that Bev and the boys and Joe joined us. Some other exciting things is we rededicated the Cottonwood Range Livestock Station, which is about an hour east of here, in Cottonwood, east of Cottonwood, South Dakota, west of Phillip. And we're this last fall, and it's a beautiful new station. We put up a lot of new resources and look forward to a second century of collecting data about range beef cow production from grass to wildlife to, of course, mostly cattle. So it's a tremendous new, it's a reinvestment. It's really a brand new facility that Ken Olson, who's at our West River Ag Center, really did a lot of the planning to pull it off. Second thing is we're going to build a brand new cow-calf teaching and research center at South Dakota State, a $4.7 million facility. We've raised the money. We're going to start building in 2014, and we're very, very excited about that. We're also building new swine facilities. We've raised the money for that, and we're building a new trading room for our students. We have a College of Agriculture is growing at South Dakota State, record enrollment in our college, over 2,400 undergrads, over 400 students in animal science. It's our fastest growing program probably on campus, almost doubled in the last 10 years. So there's lots of interest from young people about this industry, and and we're going to provide them the facilities that they'll need to compete in a very, very tough and challenging, but also a very rewarding industry. So I think that's it for me. I hope you'll turn your cell phones off and leave your email till tonight. They say be where you are. I'll try to do that too. You can't keep up, so just stay up till midnight. I'll be doing emails late, and I'm sure some of you will be too. But the speakers are here for our benefit, so we want to give them all of our attention because they have great messages to share. And again, we won't be taking questions during the sessions this morning. The bullpen sessions in the evening are designed for that, and hopefully they aren't quite as rambunctious as the one back in the 1990s about free trade. But they're a tremendous opportunity to ask questions and really dig in to these issues with the presenters. Our first presenter is Roger Bernard. Roger grew up in Iowa and joined Informa in April of 2011 after nearly 30 years of experience in print and broadcast journalism. With Informa, he focuses his efforts on economics issues and products and publications such as the Morning Comments. Prior to joining the company for 24 years, Roger wrote the Pro Farmer newsletter, Farm Journal magazine, including 11 years in D.C. in the company's Washington Bureau. Mr. Bernard began his career in broadcast journalism, and he brings a wealth of knowledge about the current policy issues that we're facing in our industry. So please help me welcome Roger Bernard.